Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Mishpatim Shishi, the sixth Aliyah in Parshas Mishpatim, which is a very short Aliyah from Chav Gimel Chav to Chav Gimel Chav Hay. It is a six pasuk Aliyah, and the topic is the angel leading to the land. It is a very curious Aliyah because now we've moved out of mitzvahs into narrative again, which is till the end of the parasha is going to be narrative. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to send you an angel in front of you to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place which I prepared for you, which is the land of Israel. And he warns them that you have to listen to what this angel says because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to just shoulder your sins and your disagreeability. And you have to listen to what this angel says. And I will then take care of all your enemies, and he will go in front of you and make sure to take care of all the Canaanite nations. But you cannot serve them. You're not allowed to serve the deities of the Canaanites. You should destroy their shrines. Rather, you should serve God. And then I will bless your water and your bread, and I'm going to remove plagues and sickness, illness from amongst you as well. It's just two topics to explore. First of all, is this idea of the angel leading them to the land. So what is this angel? Is this a downgrade from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is this a extra protection? It's not so clear what this is referring to and if this in fact did happen. Rashi says this is a premonition that they will sin and therefore they will need an angel to lead them to the land of Israel, which means to say that this is a downgrade. This is a premonition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will not lead them there, but rather an angel will lead them there as well, which is, in a certain sense, an ominous message as well. So if that's the case, then why is there no protest registered against this? Like, surely then the nation of Israel would say, we don't want that. So Rav Soloveitchik explains that here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling them to live in the world of what's called Shakai, the Shin Dalet Yud name of Hashem, which is the name which is mentioned here, which is the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who expresses himself through physics, through an order, through logic in this world. But they thought that this would be fun, meaning to say, in that world of quid pro quo, of logic, of cause and effect, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressing himself in that system, they thought that it would be fine until the Chet HaEgel, which is going to take place, until the sin of the golden calf, where they realized that if they were to live strictly by this system of justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressing himself in this world, it would not fare well for them because they will get punished. They need to have Midas HaDin as well, which is when they protest this as well. So this angel was an extension or expression of Shakai, which is specifically working through the physics and natural order in this world. And then they realized that they needed more than that, which is when they did protest this, which is what we see in Parshas Kisisa as well. The Ramban goes so far as to say is that, yes, if you read Parshas Kisisa, where Moshe Rabbeinu does protest HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending an angel in front of them, when after the Chet HaEgel, then Moshe Rabbeinu is in fact able to avert that decision. During the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu remains the leader, and the nation of Israel led by him. However, it is worth while noting that he quotes Midrashim that point out that later on, when Yahushua brings the nation of Israel into the land of Israel, as he stands on the outskirts of Jericho, of Yericho, before his battle there, at that point in time, he encounters a specter, some sort of spiritual agency at night, and which is dressed as a general, and it turns out to be an angel. And this angel reprimands him about the lack of spiritual focus in the battle. And Yahushua seems to do this, to fix this. But this it seems to be an augmenting angel which is going to help him in battle. And the Midrashim point out is the Ramban qualifies is referring to this angel which Moshe Rabbeinu had asked not to come, meaning during the latter of Moshe says, I would like to be the leader. I don't think we need angelic support, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be you yourself. But when that was averted, but when the nation enters the land of Israel, that's when in fact Yahushua is accompanied by an angel, and in a certain sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu's direct involvement is diminished somewhat at that point in time. One last feature of this Aliyah, which I think is really incredibly important to notice, is just simply the issues in the last pasuk of the Aliyah. The pasuk says, after all of this, is that you're supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless your bread and your water. Notice there's been a switch in the pasuk where it starts off talking about the plural, you should serve, avaratem, you plural should serve Hashem. But then when it comes to the blessing, uberach es lachmecha v'esmemecha, Hashem will bless your singular bread and water. How do we account for this? What's really going on over here? So the Pituchei Chosam, which is Rabbi Yaakov Abu Chatzera living in Morocco, and that's in Egypt in 19th century, makes the point is that when we are willing to work together and serve God as a community, as many, many people together, then individually we will succeed, which is a remarkable model if you think about this, right? Ironically, a lot of times people think about personal success and then communal or group success. So people will think to themselves, let me succeed on my own terms. And then, you know, if I have extra time, money, or whatever else it is, I'll be given back to the community. What the Torah is telling us is the model is actually flipped. Is that when I'm willing to think large, think big, be part of something greater, at that point, because of that, ultimately, I will succeed individually as well. It's interesting to notice that Francis Collins, who was the head of the Human Genome Project, wrote a book called The Language of God, and describes his personal journey from being an agnostic to being a believer in God. And he explains that one of the reasons that he arrived at this conclusion is because of the notion of altruism. The notion that it's an inexplicable algorithm in the human condition, that not only do human beings want to be altruistic, but we respect altruism deeply and viscerally. And his point is that it's not a survival mechanism, it's not a fitness, it's not something which fits into evolutionary biology, and he discusses some of the explanations given in evolutionary biology, he rejects them all, and he points out that there is no reason for altruism other than the fact that it's an expression of godliness as well. And that's precisely what this aliyah is saying, is that if a person would counterintuitively, and that's the irony, but it's counterintuitive, but it's built into our system, act on behalf of others, then we will be successful ourselves. That is what the aliyah is describing us, is this beautiful system of symbiosis, of being able to succeed individually through succeeding on behalf of others as well. With this, we conclude the sixth aliyah. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.